What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Hey, good morning, friends. We are live on site. We're at Forest Park, beautiful St. Louis, Missouri. We are at the Visitor Center. If you know where that is, you'll be able to find us.
On Google, it's the Dennis and Judith Jones Visitor Center.
Where are Dennis and Judith?
It's been a while. Pharmaceutical money.
Is that right?
They made his money in pharmaceuticals.
Well, how about that?
Jones Pharmaceutical.
Wow.
And then he sold it, and Dennis and Judy Jones, they both have passed now, sadly, but they had a massive estate in Ladue and hosted George Herbert Walker Bush.
Really?
Whoa.
For a fundraising event that I did.
At their home?
At their home. It was an incredible, this house was amazing. And anyway, they were very philanthropic, and part of their philanthropy is right here.
Well, it's a beautiful visitor center, and here we are. We're here because of Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical. Because they wanted us to help you commit 100 acts of kindness in celebration of our 100 year history of KMOX. We're celebrating it. So
don't commit an act of kindness like
one.
It's a felony.
Yeah, we commit acts of kindness. We're doing it for the rest of the year and then we stop.
Somebody ought to fix that clock up there.
Was our clock?
Yeah.
There's a clock tower.
Oh, there is a clock tower.
It says it's 6:30.
1.21 gigawatts. Okay, listen.
We're in a Chris and Amy sandwich.
Yeah.
They're like on each side of us.
They are.
Don't you like it?
Gotta be the first time cramped. Amy's ever been to Big Spoon.
So it's a little cramped.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, guys. So we're here for we're here till 12 o'clock. Yeah, we're off to a great start. We're here till 12 o'clock, and we have lemonade.
Yeah,
that we're
just got
out.
The lemonade
we are,
over
we
here.
We are giving out lemonade today.
Yeah.
This is our act of kindness.
Have we given out any lemonade?
Well, we just got here.
Oh, okay.
Give us a second, would you?
Well, here comes a mother and a baby.
Okay. Well, 314-436-7900. Join the show today. We are streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. If you want to take a look at us, we are at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
As I mentioned, 100 Acts of Kindness. It's a campaign that we are running with Jerry Kelly Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical. And you can stop by, get some water and some lemonade until it runs out, baby. It was supposed to be 110 today, but instead it's 70.
That's beautiful.
It is nice.
It is a perfect day.
We deserve a nice day.
Do you know what?
Perfect day.
I think that's because Jerry Kelly, they're all about like temperature control
and
making sure the climate is right.
Yeah.
They did that for us today, which
they're
is their act of kindness.
The weather.
Meanwhile, it was a hell of a week at sea. We have Sam Page indicted. We haven't yet talked to Hancock and Kelly about that. Also, Josh Hawley earned the ire of President Trump with his Pelosi Act to stop stock trading among Congress members.
And the Cardinals will begin a series in San Diego, the first game post-trade deadline. They traded away their entire back end of the bullpen.
Yeah,
so that's what happened.
Yeah.
Ryan Helsley gone, Phil Maton gone, and Steven Matz. That is what the Cardinals did here. So here we are, day after the deadline. John was not happy about it. I heard you say that.
Well, so, it does feel, my first thought was, you know, when someone, when a little kid says, watch this, Mom, and then the mom watches, and you're like, okay. And you're like, no, I did it. Like, oh, I have seen more change in one of those Plexiderm commercials.
Wow. Wow. Dude, come on, that's not nice.
Wow.
That's not nice.
But, hey, no, they did what they were going to do.
Yeah, well, so that is that's done. Trade deadline. We will. Gas House Gang is happening at 12 o'clock today, so they'll have their reaction on it, and you will want to stick around until that. So Hancock and Kelly, it's good to have you with us on a Friday.
It's a
You're
pleasure
with us every
to be
Friday,
here.
Isn't it? We deserve a day like this. We deserve a
we
good weather day.
We do.
It's going to be, what, 77, 80, somewhere in that range today?
Yeah,
this
it's not
is,
too shabby.
Perfect. So, as Amy mentioned, the Sam Page indictment happened this week, and I think it was a surprise to all of us. I guess we should never be surprised that a politician behaves in a way that they end up getting in legal trouble, but it happened this week. And so, you know, we're now in the process of trying to figure out what's going to happen to him. We were talking about this off the air. You don't really think the consequences will be severe when it comes to the punishment that he receives.
No, I think what's going to happen, I mean, who knows, but I get paid very little to prognosticate here on The Voice of St. Louis.
Well, you get paid?
But you could do it anyway.
But what I think is going to happen is you've got two misdemeanor charges of election fraud. You've got two felony charges of stealing related to the cost of the mailing that went out. I think what's going to happen is that Sam Page's legal counsel, and he's got good legal counsel, Jeff Jensen, former U.S. attorney, I think they're going to plead this down to the misdemeanors. And as part of that plea agreement, then Page will agree to resign as the county executive. And because they are misdemeanor charges, he will be able to retain his medical license and go back to the practice of medicine that he was doing before he became county executive, or I guess doing while he was county executive, for that matter. But that's how I think it's going to resolve, and that would be, you know, in my estimation, probably a fairly appropriate remedy.
So for people who don't avidly follow the county council or the county executive, otherwise known as people with a life, you know, and they're thinking, oh my gosh, the county executive is in trouble again. And I asked you guys, do you think Sam Page is going to jail? You said no. He said, did you know Steve Stenger was going to jail? He said, absolutely. So why is this a different county executive scandal?
Well, it's the difference, I think, between federal crimes and state crimes. He's definitely got some issues here, but as John says, I think he'll be pleading with those. Who knows if there's more to come? I don't know anything, but I mean, if there's more stuff out there. But I think John's prediction of how this is going to play out is probably right. I think the larger question that's going to take place now as a result of this over the next several months while we're dealing with this is also the question of how government resources can be spent and utilized. And, you know, think about this. This is a county of over 1 million people, right, in St. Louis County. And they sent this mailer out to only 50,000 people, and it was for educational purposes. Well, if it's truly educational, wouldn't you be sending it out to the entire voting electorate? Probably not a realistic scenario, but there are some questions as to why they kept it under a certain amount, because there's some procurement laws that exist in St. Louis County. If you spend over a certain amount, you'd have to go through the procurement process, which has oversight of the county council. So I think that's also going to become a part of this narrative, and it may wind up bringing about some case law that will be dealing with this education question.
And entirely unnecessary. The mailing, 50,000 people, however many, it was completely unnecessary. This was an amendment that the county council placed on the ballot, I guess an ordinance, that would allow them to essentially fire appointees of the county executive. And the county executive didn't like that. There was zero money spent by proponents of this thing. And I could have told you that it was going to fail at the ballot, because when there's no money spent on the pro side of an initiative, voters vote no. because they've never heard of it. They, you know, it's news to them, and it was going to go down regardless. This was an unnecessary expenditure of resources, and kind of, you know, as I look at it, kind of an arrogant move on the part of the county executive, thinking that he could get away with it.
So why did he insist on this so much? Was it just he didn't want his authority being undermined? Is that what this is all about?
Yeah.
I mean, and he wanted it that badly?
Yeah.
First of all, I have this question, and I, you know, we had a texter or maybe two yesterday, or when we were talking about this at, you know, at first, who said, why would you have, and I don't know Sam Page very well. I think I've met him one time. Why would you, if you are in that position, and I guess everybody has different reasons for why they do what they do, run for office and that sort of thing, but if you have a job as an anesthesiologist or whatever, and you're making the sort of dough that a guy who's in that position makes, why would you want this position of county executive? What is in it for you?
Well, I think, look, Sam Page has been involved in public service his whole life. I first met Sam, he was a state rep. He then went on to run for lieutenant governor. He ran on for the county council. I think people who get involved in politics are in it for the right reasons. I think as time goes on, and if you remember the narrative of Sam Page, he was the impetus behind a lot of the anti-Stanger sentiment. He brought the support of the Republicans and really pushing both Democrats and Republicans pushing against Steve Stanger. And then he winds up getting into the office and getting sucked into the same game. And I'm not with John. I'm not sure that Sam Page knew this Proposition B was going to get defeated. I think he finds himself in a place where he's extremely unpopular. A lot of people may even say even his friends don't like him at times. And as a result of that, I think he was nervous that this could pass. It would have been bad for St. Louis County, from my perspective. I don't think that the legislative branch ought to be able to fire members of the executive branch. But that's where I think he goes in with good intentions. You get caught up into the game, and then you start doing what you think is necessary to accomplish the end game. And that's how people become corrupted, if you will. And it's questionable as to whether or not.
Well, the thing went down. What was it? Almost over 70% no, right? Yeah, and that didn't happen because 50,000 pieces of mail went out. It happened because voters vote no when they don't have any information. And you know, this was an unnecessary
mistake. He spent $100,000 of his own campaign money and however much of taxpayer dollars to educate people about this. He had to have been concerned. And if he wasn't concerned, was it paranoia that caused him to go spend that money?
Well, is one reason why he's so concerned because he managed to lose any friends on the county council other than Lisa Clancy? Yeah, see, it's Councilwoman Lisa Clancy. But how, you know, the whole reason why, like you said, maybe he was concerned about this ballot measure, which would have allowed the county council to remove heads of departments that he appointed. He's worried because he doesn't have anyone on his side other than Lisa Clancy. How does that happen?
But this is kind of classic behavior for the county executive. I mean, I believe, at least in the time that I've known Sam, he's always been adversarial. I don't know that go along, get along is in his DNA. And I've seen it whether he was a state rep and when he got onto the county council. And I think that's part of the problem he finds himself in today is because most people can remember the good old sleepy glory days of St. Louis County, where we didn't argue about what day it was and what we were up to, and they were out accomplishing things. And now the council seems to be focused on fighting with each other on everything. And there's only one common denominator to that to me.
Michael Kelly. It's not Michael Kelly. He's not the common denominator. That was just him speaking. Michael Kelly, John Hancock. It's Amy Marks, Kors, and Chris Ranji. We are here at Forest Park, the visitor center. Jerry Kelly's 100 Acts of Kindness. We're here for the day. We're giving out bottled water and lemonade if you stop by and say hello. We have one customer so far. And by customer,
Matt,
you get it for free.
Matt has made $1.50.
You made $1.50? Oh, man, we're going to give that away to charity. And the charity is Matt. So we are here for the day. Come on by. We would love to see you. It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Amy Show 1041. It's super easy to get out here. All you have to do is put in the Forest Park Visitor Center in your GPS, and you will find your way here to where we are today. We are broadcasting out front. It is the Chris and Amy Show. We got Hancock and Kelly because it is a Friday. We're giving out lemonade and water today.
Yeah, we just are.
Until we run out. So if you want to stop by and get some, you can.
You previewed the show yesterday that Hancock and Kelly would be with you, and I guess you may have just said that we would be here from 9 to noon with you tomorrow.
Amy
Hancock
said that.
Immediately texted me and said, we're not staying there till noon tomorrow.
Did I say you? No, I said we were there 9 to noon, and
well,
you guys.
You did make it sound like they were here all day.
But my guy got panicked.
I think it's a little bit of healthy artist liberty while you're advertising. It's like the Big Mac. You know the Big Mac isn't going to look like it does in the McDonald's commercial.
Yeah, but you can get sued for this. You can get sued for this. Michael made an observation during the break.
He did?
There was a nice lady who walked by.
Tons of nice. Humans that are walking by us, and I'm a male, when I see... it's just
man.
Amazing.
I'm
women
a man.
Ever even talk to any dude.
Because you're saying men are ogres and that the women are lovely.
We're just all a bunch of mouth-breathing goofballs. Well, and y'all are delicate little flowers walking around here.
You can speak for yourself there, buddy. Speak for yourself.
I think...
But you've been watching the people come by. I mean, it's like a bunch of Amy Marks courses prancing around here.
What does that mean? Are they all uptight? Is that what you mean? They're all...
No one's using any vulgarity. And they all seem pretty uptight and really love moderation.
I hope people come by and get some of this lemonade, man. It's good stuff. I had a sip of it. It's delicious.
Yeah. You didn't have any lemonade.
Well, I had a little sip.
So we've been talking all week, and today is a really nice day. Again,
lovely
day. It's going to get up to maybe 80 degrees. That's the expectation. It's been 100 freaking 10 for like 2 weeks. So we have been talking to and hearing from a lot of people who have had their electric bills,
yes,
the Ameren bills, just absolutely skyrocket, and we're seeing increases between 20% and 40%. In some cases, it has gone over that, and we're talking about year to year. So last July versus this July,
right?
And Maria Kina from the KMOX newsroom has been covering the story, and some of the answers that we have gotten are pretty. The word I've been using is unsatisfactory, and that's what it is. Are you seeing differences in what you're experiencing with your bills?
So I'm not. I will actually probably pay my bills this weekend because I usually pay them on right around the first. So I haven't actually opened. Mm-mm. My electric bill. It seems like last month was a little bit higher, but I didn't notice it too much.
So I live in a little box by myself, and I have noticed an increase in the cost, but I just assumed it was because of the extreme heat. Having said that, I've talked to several of the folks that work with me who have these older homes, etc., and they said it's $200 and $300 more than it was just a year ago.
Wow.
And I understand there's some questionings of Ameren that's going on as to a lot of this stuff is controlled by the state, and they're doing some new construction to update their plants, etc.
Yeah, there was actually legislation that was passed this year.
So there was expected costing.
Right.
Well, the legislation is even different than the rate hike that was approved by the Missouri Public Service Commission. So that was the 12% rate hike that Ameren said would amount to about $12 to $14 more per month for the average household. As multiple people pointed out, I don't know anybody who has a $100 electric bill. For most homes, it's not a $100 electric bill. And so how they were able to say, well, if it's a 12% raise, that'll be $12 for most people. It's absolutely not. I have close family members who are paying 2.5 to 3 times as much.
Wow.
Mine doubled in my old apartment. Now, I just moved, but I had my apartment for the month of July. Well, the end of June to July. It's like not an even first or whatever. And when I haven't been in that apartment for almost 4 weeks, right? And when I got the bill, it was twice what the bill was last year in July. It was a 300-square-foot studio. It's a room. I was cooling a room.
300 square
yep.
feet?
It was a studio for 300 square feet. I paid $32 last year in July, and this July, it was over $60. Now, I wasn't living there, which means no lights were on, and I kept it at 78. That is not a 12% increase.
Nope, that's a lot.
Wow. I mean, 60 bucks is I'm sure a lot of people hear that and go, wow, I'd love to pay 60
but
bucks.
But I mean, it's a studio. That's not the point.
Right,
it's
the point is the percentage increase.
Yes.
I mean, you're doubling. And so imagine if you have a $200 bill typically. Now you're paying four.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, I mean, 100%. And that's the point with the room. For me, the room was so much easier to monitor. There are fewer variables
right.
when you're heating and right. cooling a room. And so when I'm saying, you know, a kilowatt for kilowatt comparison, I used way less electric in that past month, and yet my bill doubled.
I don't know how people are going to do it because it can be so expensive. I mean, if you're already stretched thin and, you know, you're watching every dollar, for then to there suddenly be a 40, 50, or 60 or more
yeah, a couple
percent
hundred
increase.
Bucks. I mean
that's a lot for people per month.
If you've got a home, if you're cooling a home, it's a couple $100.
And we're not talking June to July when it gets warmer. We're talking July 2024 to July 2025.
Yeah. Right.
There's a big difference.
Well, our partners at Fox 2 talked to someone whose bill was $120 at last year at this time, and now it's $360.
That's insanity. People can't afford to do that. I mean, some can, but there are a lot who can't, who have actual budgets, and they need to follow their budgets pretty closely. So I don't know what the fix is here. Something is going to have to happen, or somebody's going to have to step in.
Well, the electric is regulated by the Public Service Commission, and so everything they do, they have to go before the public. We have opportunities to have input into it. The state can pass various things. You know, it's been a while since I've been involved in electric stuff specifically, but Missouri's always had extremely cheap electricity in comparison to surrounding states. So I will be interested to see with these new changes that have been implemented with the rate hike and with the state's legislation if we still are relatively cheap in percentage to states around us, and I believe that's going to be the case.
Well, and again, and that is all, that's great that relatively it's cheaper, but you can't surprise people with $200 and $300 more than they're used to paying per month. And again, I think the big thing is, the Public Service Commission approved this rate hike, but these numbers do not reflect a 12% rate hike, and in fact, these numbers don't even include, I believe, that legislation that was passed that is a raise in hikes for all utilities, including water. I don't think that's kicked in yet, and that, they said, for the average household would be about $1,000 a year more. So you tack that on top of this inexplicable rate hike that cannot be attributed to the 12%, and I think that's where the questions have to be raised.
If you do have utility concerns, the Public Services Commission that Michael mentioned just a moment ago, they've got a phone number for utility complaints, and it is this, 800-392-4211, 392-4211, and that is psc.mo.gov. If you're on the Illinois side, it is 800-524-0795. 524-0795, and that is icc.illinois.gov. So you can file your complaints with those commissions there, right? Just make sure. We'd like to stay on top of this because people can't afford it. It's nuts. Hancock and Kelly with us. It is Chris and Amy. We mentioned, I think, briefly, talking about Senator Hawley and his support with an anti-stock trading bill for Congress people, and the president wasn't happy with our senator. We will talk that over with our guys, Hancock and Kelly, next on the Chris and Amy Show, live from Forest Park on KMOX.
Is everybody all sunscreened up?
Nope, I guess not. I don't know. Are you? I didn't do it today.
I did not. I'm pretty bad because I don't burn. I just tan, so I don't wear sunscreen, which is awful because I'm going to turn into like beef jerky. But I can tell you right now, from where I'm sitting, my left side is going to be tan. My right side will not be. It's that one-sided.
I play a lot of golf in the summertime, and usually if I'm the driver, my left side gets, in the golf cart. So you can just tell people you've been out golfing.
How has the golf been when it's 100 million degrees outside?
I've stayed away from it, but earlier this week, John sent me a notice that informed me that he's not the only person in his family who doesn't play golf.
He did get that.
I had forgotten that so many years ago, my dear sister, Paula Kay, she got a hole in one in 1984 it was the West County Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was a hole in one. She won $10,000.
Wow.
And she hit it like a real course, not like you through the clown mouth.
So it is my belief that we may be the only siblings in human history who both have performed a hole in one.
You know that's not true. Yeah. You know that's not true.
I think I know people who are siblings. I know husbands and wives that have
both. Well, that's not siblings.
But I think I know siblings too.
Okay.
Here's what we need. We need someone from one of the country clubs to call in and just say, yeah.
It happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
Oh, it doesn't happen all the time.
I bet it happens. It does not happen all the time.
I'm not aware.
It doesn't happen once a century.
Any fine people at Greenbrier listening right now?
Let me just say I'm not aware of another pair of siblings who have both executed a successful hole-in-one.
How many people have you asked?
Well, I'm asking everybody out here.
Okay. Well, I guarantee
none of these people. We got Jerry Kelly out here. They've never heard of.
Well, there's only four people here. The odds aren't good that it's one of these four.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, okay. I'm impressed.
Paula Kay.
There's a lot that John Hancock impresses in a lot of areas.
He does. Do what we want to talk about where you're currently being super impressive?
No, we don't. Yes, we do. Tell us, John.
Well, I don't. You know, I don't like to
brag. Yeah.
But, so there's this, I like my sports trivia, as you know.
Yeah.
I do the Immaculate Grid in the morning.
You do? You tell me every day about
it. The Immaculate Grid?
Yeah, it's a baseball thing.
Sounds Catholic.
Catholic.
So there's apparently another radio station in town that has a sports trivia game.
Oh, man, who doesn't love trivia on the radio?
And they say to you, if you want to play, you just text in and we might pick you.
Oh, nice.
So I got picked.
You got picked?
Yesterday. It was the day before. It was Thursday. It was Wednesday.
It feels very incestuous. Is it legal for you to be picked?
I don't know. I mean, I just texted and they picked me. And so they called up and, I got all four questions correct.
You did?
Wow.
I did.
Wow.
John.
Three of them without using the options.
What?
And then yesterday, I'm a returning. If you win four in a row, you get the trophy.
A trophy?
It's a trophy?
It's a trophy. And so I'm going for the trophy. And yesterday I got three of the four questions correct.
Three of the four.
And
you're on a roll.
I'm on a roll.
Would you say you're dominant?
Well, you get 2 points if you don't use the options.
Oh, right. It's a point thing.
So the first day I won 7-3.
Yeah.
And yesterday I won 5-0.
Wow, you're something.
I listened both days after it happened. And he was... it was a very calm, relaxed John that was answering the questions.
Without any specifics or names, are you competing against the same person?
No, you pick a different host. They've got three hosts and a producer, and so you have to beat each one of them.
How's the brain power in that room, would you say?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad.
You bet not as good as
you. You're 9-1.
John doesn't like to brag, though.
No,
he's not a bragger.
It's unseemly.
You know what John does when he comes into the studio?
Every
Friday when he comes into the studio, he will ask a trivia question. Yeah. What pitcher in 1962 did this? He does it all the time.
Yeah.
I never know the answer.
Yeah. I love sports trivia.
You were giving us the answer yesterday when we were talking about the player that was traded.
John Gant.
Between doubleheaders.
Yeah.
John Gant.
John Gant.
Yep.
So he just walked across the field to the other team.
For the Cardinals?
Yeah.
I remember John Gant playing for. What,
not Ron Gant.
No, no. Different.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. John Gant was a pitcher.
Ron Gant.
He had the weird where he lifted his leg up. Remember that in his delivery to the plate, and then they changed that, and he was never the same.
Hey, can I just say a Ron Gant thing?
Yeah.
So I've been listening to KMOX and radio forever, talk radio forever, and when I was young, because when did Ron Gant play?
Mid-90s. Okay. That 96 team, one of my favorite outfields.
So I was 12 years old.
What a fun outfield that was.
Yeah.
Gant and Brian Jordan, Ray Lankford.
And I remember
that was a fun outfield.
Mike Claiborne talking about Ron Gant and how he took the longest showers. And he took a really long shower, I think, to avoid the press. And Mike Claiborne said, if he doesn't get out of the shower, he's going to have skin like a turtle. And that stayed with me.
Well, I knew a... One of my ex-girlfriend's brother, who was like 16, was taking really long showers.
Huh. Okay. I take long showers.
You take six showers a day.
You do take 6 showers a day.
Oh, well, in the summertime, yes. Sometimes I get 3. But typically, I get one in the morning and one before I go to bed.
I took 3 yesterday. I did take 3 showers yesterday.
Anyway, this
ex's brother, they were about to send that kid to therapy. He was in there so long. And I was like, guys, I think maybe
he's fine.
I don't think there's a problem.
I only take 2 showers a week.
No, he was fine.
He's fine.
I think he grew out of it.
2 showers a week?
Yep, that's the way you conserve water.
You are such a liar.
That can't be true.
Amy's going to be pulling out her antibacterial here shortly and wiping you down.
Well, I was going to spritz you, but you've already been spritzed because right as these two started their show, the sprinkler system came on.
That was something. Water falling all over the place.
There's your bath for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you really only take 2 showers a week?
No, Rons. I take a shower every day.
Okay.
Every day.
Now, you use the same towel for more than just 1 shower, though.
Well, yeah, because I'm always clean when I use the towel. So if you're not using the towel when you're dirty, you know, if I were dirty using the towel, I wouldn't use the towel. But since I... I'm clean when I use the towel. I reuse the towel.
Healthy humans.
Which is also very green of me.
No.
You sound like a Democrat.
You take a shower, you use that towel, you throw it down. Now that's your foot towel for next shower.
I'm a veritable Jacques Cousteau when it comes to conserving the planet.
Hold on. You can use the towel a few times.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
there isn't
damp.
You gotta
let it dry. You have to let it dry.
You have to let
put it on the floor and it becomes your foot towel for when you get going. You get a fresh towel for the next towel.
You're not at a hotel.
That's because I'm a decent human.
You're not at a hotel.
I know what cleanliness is.
Do you not have a rug on the floor already?
That's
I do.
Well, so what do you need a foot towel for?
Listen, do you guys notice that all the women that are here agree with me?
Mm-hmm.
And you two meatheads are still standing by, hey, we use the same towel for a month and a half.
Not a month and a half. You use it a
Jerry
few
Kelly
times.
Is thinking of leaving now because of this whole towel situation. They don't want to be associated with it.
Here is the definitive answer. Okay. A towel can be used typically 3 to 4 times after a shower before needing to be washed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you like to rub a little mold and bacteria on you,
that's when you stop using it after 4.
Oh,
that's when
it finally starts growing green.
No, this is from the health experts.
Yeah, that's it. Speaking of bacteria, apparently I had some bacteria in my CPAP.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you
got to
clean
dangerous.
That out.
Yes, it's not good.
That's what you've not been washing it regularly?
But it turned pink. And so Georgianne got online and looked up what a pink water in the sea means. There's bacteria in there. So we scrubbed that sucker.
I would bet those CPAPs can be dangerous for your health.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable how healthy I actually am. I went to the doctor yesterday.
Can you believe this, guys? He brags to me about this. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know.
How's that blood pressure?
122 over 7.
What is it supposed to be?
About that.
I think mine was that when I was born.
And lost 10 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big deal. That's not insignificant.
No, I know.
That's awesome. Is it?
Huh?
Is it all the walking?
Well, it's the exercise regimen that I'm on at the moment, Amy. And so, yeah. And all my little blood stuff looked good.
Your blood stuff?
My little PS2 was good or whatever they call it.
What is that?
I don't know.
I have a PS4.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a PS5.
Me too.
Yeah,
I had a PS5. Nice.
Well, mine was good. And cholesterol was, was good. Yeah.
Well, I want to know how you lost the 10 pounds, because I need to lose 10 pounds.
You get yourself a 3-year-old granddaughter, Michael.
Ah.
And then chase that sucker around for a couple of days.
He is so far behind the eight ball on that one.
Or get yourself a wife who's on a diet.
That works as well, yes.
I was a comedian that always would say, you know, my wife is a vegetarian, which means I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah.
So whenever the wife goes on a diet, the husband goes on a diet.
Guy was talking to his buddy, and he said, he said, you know, my wife left me. He said, oh, that's terrible. What happened? He said, well, she says all you do is watch sports all the time. And I can't take it anymore, and she left me. And the guy said, oh, man, I'm so sorry. How long are you guys together? He said, 6 seasons.
That's pretty good.
That's John Hancock. What?
314.
Yes.
436-7900. You can text in. Huh? Because if you text in, we need to find... whose side are you on?
On this towel thing?
Are you with Ronge and John, which I guess mold lovers.
Ronge
and John.
No, I'm talking about...
Or Michael Kelly and me, who obviously are very clean people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well,
people are going to be on our side.
Yeah, let us know if you wash after every use, or you use it 3 to 5 times, yeah. Or if you're like you use one towel for an entire month. If you're really
that
gross.
You cannot do.
Yeah, so of course not.
That sounds like college.
So,
it's gross. Yeah.
When I go visit my parents, my mom has these really pretty bath towels, and like in the guest bedroom, but they're not like super absorbent. I almost think they're more decorative than anything else. So I have to use 2 towels per shower, one for my hair. And one for my body, because otherwise, like, my hair, like, makes the towel so wet you can't dry off.
Dude, nothing worse than a decorative towel.
Does it? Now, just for the environment, do you rotate, like, the body towel becomes the hair towel on the next shower?
No, it's fresh. They're done. Yeah, they're done. Especially with these decorative towels, which are very pretty. I almost think they're spa towels. I think they're supposed to be looked at.
Do you have huge towels, Amy? Because you probably could dry off with a hand towel. my towels are like a beach towel.
There's a difference. There's a difference. There's a towel, and is it called a bath towel? Like, there's 2 different sizes at Target.
Uh-huh.
A regular shower towel and then the really big ones.
Yeah.
The big
sheet.
Ones.
It's called the
yes!
sheet.
Bath sheet.
It's a bath sheet.
I got a
Michael,
couple of bath
you get
sheets.
It.
Oh, do
oh.
I? I've got about 20 of them.
I love bath sheets.
Bath sheets
hold on a second.
Are
you're
the best.
You're using a bath sheet once and then washing it?
Yes,
I can wrap it around me.
Just
to
go through the process.
Destroying the planet.
Guy, get out of the shower, thinks he's dry off.
Absolutely destroying the planet.
Guy thinks he's in a hotel.
I am in a hotel.
He lives in a hotel. Have you ever been to his place? It's
no,
a
I've
hotel.
Not been invited.
It's very nice.
I've not been invited.
Well, you know Michael, why? He doesn't invite musty people
no.
to his place.
Yeah, let us know. 314-436-7900. Text into the show.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, you don't have to wash a towel every single day.
No, it's not good
well,
for the towel.
Well, I don't wash it every day. I have a hamper, and then I...
You know what
wash.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't use it once and put it in the hamper.
It's also not good for the towel.
It's not good
washing.
For the. That's right.
The
that's why you got to replace your towels.
Of
quite
towel.
That's why you don't invest in expensive towels.
Yeah.
You get yourself the $25 towel that you can use for 6 to 8 months.
$25.
And then I don't know what the towel costs. I don't know what a towel costs. What the towel cost?
Man.
No
how much does a banana cost, Michael? $10? My God, this guy.
$25 towel.
Isn't that what they cost?
What's minimum wage these days? I don't know, $50, $60?
You got to work 2 hours to buy a towel in Michael's world. All right, it's the Chris and Amy show live from Forest Park. Stop by and get some lemonade and water because we're giving them out thanks to
$30 for a glass of lemonade over here.
Chris and Amy on KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Are going well here
it's as good as it gets.
The Forest Park Visitor Center, Chris Ronji, Amy Mark scores, Michael Kelly, John Hancock.
They got a lot of nerve calling this a visitor center.
Why?
I haven't seen any visitors.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Oh. Visitors walking up all day.
Right. Okay, good.
Look at all the pups over there.
Matt has been handing out lemonade left and right.
Left and right.
He's up to $11.04.
Nice.
Yeah.
Already, this young man making some money.
Making a difference.
We were talking about misheard lyrics.
Yes, I've got a couple. I got the moves like Jagger, right?
Yeah.
The Maroon 5. Yeah. I thought it was, I got to move my jacket.
What? I've got to move my jacket?
When you heard that, when you thought that's what it was, did it make sense to you?
No.
How long did you think it was?
Makes sense either.
That's a crazy word. It's a sing along.
Yeah.
Hey Jude is a sing along.
I've got to move my jacket.
The one that always got me. Yeah. The one that always got me was the theme to Green Acres.
Okay.
Because you got Eddie Albert, you know, singing.
We are so different.
Land spreading out so far and wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yes.
You know, she's singing, and what did she said? Darling, I love you.
But
forgive me for gobbing you. Forgive me for gobbing you. And I thought, what are you forgiving him for gobbing you for?
And, Darling, I love you, but forgive me for gobbing you.
And I thought, that's just a strange lyric. Years later, I come to find out she was saying, but give me Park Avenue.
Yeah.
That's not even.
That isn't
even close.
Darling, I love you. Forgive me for gobbing you.
That's great.
You know,
that's not even close.
I know.
Ryan Fagan, a baseball writer who we had on yesterday to
talk
about
the trade deadline.
He probably will be mad. I don't know if this was said in confidence, but the song Piano Man, Billy Joel.
Yeah.
The lyric of Piano Man where he said, making love to his tonic and gin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He always thought, like for probably 30 years, it was making love to his tiny friend Jim.
I don't believe him. I don't think he really thought that. I think he made that up.
No,
I think he made it up because it's funny.
No,
that's what he did.
I'm telling you,
there's no way he thought the line was making love to his tiny friend Jim.
You're very
judgmental.
There's
no way. There's just no way that's what he thought. What did he think Billy Joel was?
He said, first of all, a lounge singer. A lot happens in a lounge. And he actually, his biggest issue was, why did he have to point out that Tim was so tiny? Or that Jim was so tiny?
I don't know that I've ever wanted it to be 10 o'clock more than I do right this very
What are you talking about, John? This is the good stuff.
What lyrics have you messed up on
I'm sure there are some. I think it was a Michael Jackson lyric.
Yeah.
Okay, Brown Eyed Girl.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's vague.
So, you know, Brown Eyed Girl.
Yeah.
Hey, where did we go?
Yeah.
Days when the rains came. For most of my life, I thought it was, hey there, Rodrigo. Hey there, Rodrigo. Days where the rains came. And I never understood why he never resurfaced in the song.
Rodrigo,
right? Yeah, he addresses Rodrigo.
And then he's gone.
And I really thought it was, hey there, Rodrigo.
You know, going back to Billy Joel, do you know that he will just, if he's playing in a city, he will just pop into, he'll find a piano bar in the city.
Is that right?
He'll just pop in. He'll just walk in and say, I want to play.
I did not know that.
And he's been doing that for years.
Yeah. I've probably seen Billy Joel.
Imagine being in one of those lounges and he just walks in and says, I want to play for a while.
That'd be pretty cool.
When I was traveling around the world on the presidential campaign, I was in New York. And John Mayer walked into a bar and did that. It was about the time that Waiting on the World to Change song came out.
Mm.
And he hopped up and
brilliant guitar player.
Yeah, it was
brilliant.
Really cool.
I once played the piano in Jennifer Flowers' bar in New Orleans.
Really?
Yeah. Did you just walk up and ask to play?
Jennifer Flowers?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, wait, she had a bar in New Orleans.
Jennifer Flowers?
She was one of Bill Clinton's affairs.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, but she had a bar in New Orleans.
She really could have been Tiny Friend Jim.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Did you just walk up and demand to play?
Well,
or
I said
it,
nobody was playing, and I said, do you mind? And they said, no, go for it.
Was she there?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Was it called Jennifer Flowers Bar?
Her name was associated with it.
The Flower Bar.
Yeah, but it was her place.
Michael, hard to believe that 15 minutes of fame created
right?
a bar.
Yeah,
right?
No kidding.
Well, you better take advantage.
Wait, the bar was post-affair?
Yeah,
of course.
I thought he just fell in love with a bar owner.
No, Jennifer Flowers.
Well, there you go.
You know, it's kind of a fun...
Baldwin.
Who's an interesting and kind of funny social media follow is Monica Lewinsky.
Yes, yeah. Agree.
She is really funny. She's a I mean...
She's
got to
be in her 40s now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, easy.
She's close to 50.
Yeah, totally.
No, she's got to be older than that because I'm 42, and I remember that being like a kid, I think, when the scandal happened.
That was all going on.
Oh, yeah, she's got to be in her 50s. Yeah.
I was in college.
Because was that 90, what was it, 90?
96.
Yeah, so I would have been 12.
I follow her as well, Ron, and
could have gone on.
I don't know, I mean, she... It's taken a horrible... I mean, everybody knows her name, right?
Right.
And it's
right.
not necessarily associated with great things. And I think she's tried to redefine herself with a little bit of class. And I actually have appreciated following her, and I have empathy for the life she must live.
Well, yeah, you're an intern. You're young. You got right. one of the most powerful people in the world who's... And you're a consensual partner in that. But still, there's a power dynamic.
Right.
Yeah, the power dynamic just, is the problem.
And you're able to overcome that because you're a joke to everybody. Your name is a joke to everybody for years. And for her to be able to make something of herself after the fact is remarkable.
What does she do?
Good for her.
Does she have a career?
I don't know. I would imagine it's probably tough, right? We could probably Google and figure out. But I just know that she holds herself with a lot of class right now when you see her in social media and at certain things.
I know she does...
Married kids?
Oh, I'm sure by
is
now.
It?
I don't know.
You guys used to be obsessed
with her. I'm surprised you guys don't know anymore, huh?
those days are over. She served her
in the files.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Barack Obama not being born here?
All right, what are you guys going to go do now?
Well,
we've got a busy day.
Do you?
Yeah.
That is like two criminals lying about an alibi.
Yeah.
100%.
So what?
Yeah.
What's your busy day?
Well, I got to go back home and take another shower after being in the sun.
Oh, my God.
And then we've got to go do a television show today.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I've got a couple of work things to
do. Oh, that means no snooker today.
Yeah, there's some major things happening in town here. Hopefully, I'm keeping an eye on this strike. I hope that doesn't happen out at Boeing.
Well, you keep us posted, man.
I will. I'll let you know.
We'll see you Friday. We'll watch you
Sunday. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys. And now you got the good people from Jerry Kelly.
I know.
That's right.
.com.
Yeah, Jerry Kelly, Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical. They are here. 100 Acts of Kindness. We're doing it for the rest of the year. And then we're done.
You're done.
No more kindness. After December 31st, that is it.
We are committing 100 Acts of Kindness.
It.
And then...
This much kindness for you probably is.
Oh my
tough,
God! It's a killer, absolute killer. I'm exhausted.
He didn't get it. He thought being kind was like not robbing a bank. That doesn't count. You got to be active. Proactive.
You're not supposed to go to jail.
I know, Sam.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.